So I've heard a lot of graduation speeches over the years, and today I would like to summarize a typical speech.
我曾经听过很多毕业的这些演讲，但我要来给大家一个总结。
Congratulations to this year's graduating class.
向所有的毕业生庆为你们庆祝。
You worked hard, and now you can enjoy the fruit of your labor.
你努力的工作，现在你可以来享受你工作的结果。
So dream big dreams.
所以你可以梦想那大的梦。
Because the sky is the limit.
因为只有天空是你的界限。
You go out there and enjoy the whole world.
你可以出去来享受整个世界。
Now there is a whole lot of truth to that speech.
刚才这段讲话里面有一些真理在里面。
Hard work and big dreams are a winning combination.
努力的工作并有个伟大的梦想是一个很好的一个成功的秘诀。
But to that speech, I would like to add a haunting question from Jesus.
但在对那个演讲之上，我要用耶稣的话来问一个问题。
What would it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Think about it.
你可以想想看。
I imagine that all of you graduates are going to be very successful people.
我相信所有毕业生都会成为很成功的人。
It's likely that you'll get a prestigious job.
很可能你会有一个很好的工作。
Earn a lot of money.
赚很多的钱。
And people will envy or admire you.
很多人都会羡慕你。
But what will be this process?
但是这会通过怎么样的过程呢？
Will you make sacrifices or compromises in your ethics and your priorities so that your soul shrinks to the point of non-existence and you become a hollow human being?
可不可能你会有做出许多的让步，在道德上做出许多的让步，以致你的人的内心里面缩小到好像不存在一样。
But wouldn't it be great if you could gain the whole world and yet also keep your own soul?
但如果你能够赚得全世界，又有能够自己的生命，那不是更好吗
？Wouldn't it be great if you could fulfill the potential in your career and yet still please God？
如果你能够在你的事业上能够达到你最高的期望，同时你也能够来取悦我们的神，这不是更好吗
？You can if you follow the example of a man who was both financially successful.And yet, also, he was also spiritually successful.
你可以做到的，因为在圣经上有这样一个人，曾经是在物质上跟在灵性上都非常的成功。
His name is Job, and his success story is recorded in Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
他的名字是约伯，他的记录是在约伯记第一章一到四节。
Today, to save time, Edwin will read all of the scriptures in Mandarin.
Okay, 我会用中文来念所有的圣经。
And if you prefer English, then you can read along on the screen.
英文会在荧幕上面。约伯记一章一到四节，乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。他的家产有七千羊、三千骆驼、五百对牛、五百母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中就为至大。
Job had it made.
约伯做到这些一切的事情。
He dreamed big and he worked hard.
他有个伟大的梦想，并且他工作很努力。
And as a result, he was a successful farmer with a lot of children, a lot of livestock, and a lot of servants.
他是个很成功的农夫，他有很多的儿女，有很多的牲畜，有很多的仆婢。
In fact, he was considered the greatest man in all of the area that he lived in.
事实上，圣经中称他是在东方人中就为至大。
And yet we read that in spite of all of Job's success and prosperity,He managed to remain morally blameless and upright.
在圣经中记载，他除了是一个非常在物质上非常富有的人之外，他仍然维持了他在道德上的原则。
He had gained the whole world, and yet he had kept his soul.
他赚得全世界，但他仍然保守了他自己的灵魂。
So how did he do it?
他怎么做到的呢？
In Job 31, we find the answer.
我们在约伯记31章里面能够找到答案。
In this passage, we discover that Job had done two things.
我们在这一段经文里面，我们找到说啊，约伯做了两件事情。
First, he had made several commitments in order to live a lifestyle to please God.
他做到一向神有一些约定，能够来取悦神。
And secondly, he kept those commitments.
第二，他遵守了他跟神所立的这些约。
In the same way, if we want to keep our moral integrity as we climb up the ladder of success in our careers, we also need to make a commitment to a lifestyle that pleases God, and we need to keep those commitments.
同样的，我们也能够来保守我们在爬这个事业的这些楼梯的时候，也向神来立这些约，来保守我们的品格。
But what are the commitments that we need to make and what commitments do we need to keep in the pursuit of success in our careers?
在我们争取事业成功的时候，我们需要跟神有怎么样的约定呢？
Now, Job made several of these commitments. We find out that he made several commitments in this chapter, but I'd like to focus on three of them.
约伯跟神立了许多的约，今天晚上我要特别提三个。
Job's first commitment to live a lifestyle that pleases God can be found in Job chapter 31, verse 1.
约伯的第一个约在31章第一节。我与眼睛立约，怎能恋恋瞻望处女呢？
Job's first commitment was to live a lifestyle of purity.
约伯的第一个约定是跟神有一个纯洁的生活习惯的约定。
In other words, he made a commitment not to lust after women.
也就是说，他跟神有约定，他不要来沾恋女色。
In the sex crazed society that we live in today, it almost seems quaint that he would make such a vow.
在这个充满色情的世界里面，我们他这样的约定看起来这样的誓言看起来非常的奇怪。
Lusting seems like a victimless crime.
一个情欲好像是一个没有任何伤害性的罪恶。
But Job was aware of the principle that if you sow a thought, you will reap an action.
但约伯深信，当你有一个想法，你就会可能产生一个行动。
And if you sow an action, you will reap a habit.
当你有一个行动，你可能成为习惯。
And if you sow a habit, you will reap a character.
当你成为一个习惯以后，你的个性就转化成变成这样。
And if you sow a character, you will reap a destiny.
当你有这样的个性，就是成为你的命运。
And so Job protected his destiny by nipping the bud of lustful thoughts in his heart.
所以在约伯是在这情欲刚刚开始的时候，就尝试着把它除去。
And that is why he was able to say in Job 31 verses 9 through 11 the following.
于是他能够在约伯记第31章9到11节如此的说，我若受迷惑向妇人起淫念，在邻舍的门外蹲伏，就愿我的妻子给别人推磨，别人也与他同室，因为这是大罪，是审判官当罚的罪孽。
Job knew that if he let his lust lead him into adultery,that it would have been poetic justice for his wife to commit adultery with another man.
约伯知道，如果他在因为他的情欲而犯了奸淫，那就好像一个报应一样，他的太太也可能会跟其他的男人犯奸淫。
But since he had made a commitment to purity, and since he kept that commitment to purity, he had nothing to be ashamed of and no judgment to fear.
因为他跟神立了这样一个纯洁的约，也保守了这样的约，所以他没有觉得羞耻，他也不怕这样的审判。
Unfortunately, not all Christians can say that.
很不幸的，不是所有的基督徒都可以这么说。
Some Christians are addicted to internet pornography.
许多基督徒都在互联网上面的色情网有一些沉迷。
Some Christian men have gone on business trips to Asia and have given in to the propositions of promiscuous women.
有一些基督徒在他们的生意的这些旅途中间，他们与一些女人发生了关系。
Even some pastors have stepped down in disgrace after being caught in adulterous affairs.
甚至有些牧师因为犯了淫乱的罪而必须下台负责。
However, the famous evangelist Billy Graham has had the reputation of being a man of purity.
但有一位有名的布道家叫格里汉，他有这个纯洁的一个名誉。
It's because he took extreme measures so that he would not give in to temptation.
因为他在这样子的引诱上面，他做了非常强烈的反应。
For example, Dr. Graham had the policy to never enter into a hotel room until an aide first checked it for any unwanted guest, and he only met women in public places and never alone.
比如说格里汉牧师有一个做法，是他绝对进入一个旅馆房间之前，一定他的助理会先进去看一下有没有其他人，并且他只在公共场合里面跟其他的女士见面。
So graduates, how about you?
毕业生好，你们呢？
Will you make a commitment of purity in your mind and in your actions?
在你的思想跟你的行动中，你愿不愿意有这样一个纯洁的约定呢？
Will you make a commitment today not to lust after others and to only have sex within the confines of marriage?
你是否愿意能够在神面前立约，以后只与你在你的婚姻当中才有这样子的性的生活？
It will mean that you need to be careful of what websites you browse.
也就是说，你对你所去的网页要有注意。
It will mean that you are beyond your reproach in how you relate to your coworkers at your job.
在你工作场合里面，与你的同事要有很好的关系。
It will mean that you are careful to only date people who are committed to abstinence before marriage.
也就是说，你必须只能够跟那些已经有守约，说是在婚前守贞的这些人来约会。
It will mean that you don't cohabit before marriage.
在婚前也没有不会与人同居。
Also mean that there's not even a hint of immorality in your life.
这样子在你的生活中间不会有一些这个不道德的这个事情。
The second commitment that Job made to live a lifestyle that pleases God can be found in Job chapter 31, verses 16 through 22.
约伯所立的第二个约在31章第16到12节。
Now,
22节。
Manny had read this passage earlier today about howJob interacted with the poor and the needy. So because of lack of time, Edwin will read only verses 16 and 22.
这刚才在我们读经的时候已经读过了，所以我只是再重复念16节跟22节。我若不容贫寒人得其所愿，或叫寡妇眼中失望，情愿我的肩头从缺盆骨脱落，我的膀臂从羊食骨折断。
In America, we have a saying that if something is too expensive, it will cost you an arm and a leg.
在英文中我们常说有件事很多东西很贵，好像要花掉我们一个手或是一个脚。
Now, Job didn't say anything about his leg, but he said that if he wasn't generous to the needy, that it should cost him his arm.
但约伯没有提到脚，但他是说如果他没有帮助穷人的话，他情愿失去他的手。
In other words, Job made a commitment to generosity.
也就是说约伯对着这样一个慷慨的事情有个约定。
The word for desires in verse 16, in the Hebrew literally means delights.
在十六节里面提到他所愿，在原文中间是得着他人的喜悦。
In other words, when it came to helping out the poor and the needy, Job was not a cheapskate.
也就是说在帮助别人的时候，约伯并不小气。
He didn't give them just enough to survive.
他并不只是给人家只是足足够存活的东西。
Instead, he gave enough for them to delight.
而是能够让他们有个快乐的生活的东西。
He didn't just give them top ramen.
他并不只是给他胜利面这像拉面一样的东西。
He gave them T-bone steak.
而是一个牛排。
He knew that since God had been generous with him, it was his obligation to be generous to the poor and the needy.
他知道神是对他这样的慷慨，所以他对那些穷人也应该慷慨。
In the same way, God has been generous to you, graduates.
同样的，神也对这些毕业生也非常的慷慨。
You've graduated from prestigious colleges.
你从一个有名的大学毕业。
You will most likely earn more than 90% of the people in this world.
你以后的所得可能高过这世界90%的人。
But God didn't give you all that.Privilege and money so that you could just waste it on materialistic status symbols for yourself.
神给你这样许多的金钱跟地位不是要让你浪费在一些名牌的事情上面。
Instead, he has blessed you so that you could be a blessing to many.
而是你祝福你需要你成为他人的祝福。
So are you willing to make a commitment to generosity?
你愿意跟神做这个慷慨的约定吗？
Will you make a commitment today to give sacrificially and thoughtfully so that the needy will delight in the gifts that you give them?
你愿意能够牺牲的来奉献，让那些贫穷的人能够喜悦你所给他们的事情。
But not only that, will you also make a commitment to seek out ways to use your education, your talents, and your time to help out the underprivileged?
也是你跟神有个约定，要用你所学的，能够找出那些你可以来服侍奉献的机会。
Those needy people could be unwed mothers or victims of human trafficking or inner city youth or refugees or any other people who could use your help.
这些人可能是未婚妈妈，可能是难民，可能是那些城市中那些没有身份的人，他们需要你，可以来接受你的帮助。
The third commitment that Job made to live a lifestyle that would please God can be found in Job chapter 31, verses 24 through 28.
道德生活中立的第三个约，可以在24到28节所找到。 我若以黄金为指望，对金金说：“你是我的倚靠。”我若因财物丰裕，因我手多得资财而欢喜。我若见太阳发光，明月行在空中，心就暗暗被引诱，口便轻首。这也是审判官当罚的罪孽，又是我背弃在上的神。
In Job's days, people actually worshipped the sun and the moon.
在约伯的日子，很多人来敬拜在天空的太阳跟月亮。
But Job knew that if he worshipped those celestial bodies, he would be guilty of cheating on God.
约伯明白说，他如果只是来敬拜这些天体，他就得罪了神。
Job also knew that if he was obsessed with getting wealthy, he would be just as guilty of cheating on God, because only God deserves our utmost passion and devotion.
约伯也明白说，如果他对财物或是金钱有依靠，他也一样的是来侵犯了上帝，因为只有神值得我们最终的依靠。
So Job not only made a commitment to purity and generosity, but he also made a commitment to loyalty to God.
所以约伯不止在纯洁跟慷慨上面向神立约，他也向神的忠诚来立约。
Today I don't know anybody who worships the sun or the moon, but I know plenty of people that worship nature.
我现在不认得有还在敬拜这个太阳跟月亮的人，但我知道很多人在敬拜这个大自然。
How about you, graduates?
毕业生你们呢？
Do you love Mother Nature or Father God more?
你们是爱这个大自然还是爱你们的父神？
Like in Job's days, there are still plenty of people who worship money.
好像在约伯的日子一样，今日我们还有许多人在敬拜金钱。
How about you, graduates? Do you love God or do you love money more?
毕业生，你们爱神还是爱金钱更多呢？
In choosing your career, were you more concerned about how much money you can make, or were you more concerned about how you could use your career to serve God?
在你选择工作的时候，你想到是你能够赚更多的钱，还是能够在你的工作中来服侍神？
When you love nature or money or anything else more than God, you're guilty of cheating on God.
当你爱自然，或是金钱，或是任何其他的事情多过于神，那你就是已经侵犯了神。
So are you willing today to make a commitment of loyalty to God?
今天你是否愿意对神的忠诚来向神立约呢？
Are you willing to make a commitment to not compromise your commitment to God in your pursuit of wealth, success in your career, and your love life?
在你跟神立约，在你在整个工作发展的过程中间，你不会在你的道德上面跟你的品格上面来做让步。
Are you willing to make a commitment not to lose your faith in God no matter what happens to you, or whatever doubts you may go through?
你愿意向神立约，无论在经过怎么样的困难，或者在怎么样的疑惑中间，你都不会失去你的信心。
Perhaps you're thinking today, I want to make a commitment to purity and to generosity and to loyalty, but it's so hard.
也许你会想说, 我虽然愿意向神立这样纯洁、慷慨跟忠心的约, 但实在是太困难了。
So many times I fail.
我会失败许多次。
So what should I do?
那我该怎么做呢?
Well, Job tells us what to do in Job chapter 31, verses
33 through 34.
When President Nixon and his associates covered up the crimes that were associated with Watergate, the cover-up was probably worse than the crimes.
当尼克森总统在水门事件中间尝试掩盖他所犯的错误，他所掩盖的这些动作比他在水门事件所犯的错更大。
People probably would have forgiven him if he would have just come out clean.
如果他当时就承认他做错了，人们可能会原谅他。
In the same way, Job knew if he tried to cover up his sins, it would demonstrate that he was more concerned about his reputation than he was about his character.
约伯这边知道说如果他要掩盖他自己的罪过，那么他其实更重视他的名誉过于神。
So the final commitment that Job made was a commitment to transparency.
所以约伯最后一个跟神的约定是一个透明的做法。
He was committed to be honest with God and honest with his believing friends about the struggles that he had with sin.
他向神立个约，说就因为他在神跟他的朋友面前都做个透明的人。
How about you, graduates?
毕业生你们呢？
When you go to your jobs, you will experience so much temptation to give into impurity, to cupidity, and idolatry.
当你进入职场的时候，你将会受到许多在道德上的诱惑。
And it will be your temptation just to try to ignore the conviction of the Holy Spirit into your soul.
受到许多的试探，让你听不到圣灵在你耳边旁边的提醒。
You want to ignore what he's saying about your sins.
你不想去，你想忽视那圣灵对你罪的提醒。
There will be a temptation to try to justify your actions or to blame others for your sins.
你会被引诱是来忽视你的罪，或是想办法来解释你的罪。
But in 1 John 1:9, the apostle Paul tells us what we should do when we fall into impurity or cupidity or if we fall into other sins.
在约翰一书一章九节，里面说到，我们如果碰到了这些引诱，我们该怎么办呢？约翰一书一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
In other words, instead of trying to cover up our sins, we should confess our sins.
也就是说，不要来遮掩我们自己的罪，而是要来求神的赦免。
And if you tell God, I was wrong, I'm sorry for my sins, please forgive me.
如果你告诉神说，我做错了，我犯罪了，请你赦免我。
The Lord will forgive you.
神会赦免你们。
Jesus said that it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
耶稣曾经说，财主要进天国比骆驼穿过针的眼还是难。
It's because people that are successful in their careers can become so impressed with their outward image that they don't notice that the sins of impurity, cupidity, and idolatry have rotten them from the inside out.
因为有钱的人常常因为很得意他们所得到的事情，所以他们不会对这些罪敏感，以及他们从里面就烂掉了。
But it doesn't have to be that way with you.
但啊，对你们来说并不需要是这样的。
Job is an example that you don't have to compromise your soul in order to gain the world.
约伯是一个很好的见证，我们不用为了我们在世上的成功就对我们的品格有所妥协。
So be a Job at your job.
所以在生啊，在你的工作中来做一个约伯。
Make a commitment to a lifestyle that pleases God. Keep that commitment and confess your sins when you break that commitment.
向神立一个约，过一个有道德的生活，并且来遵守这样的约，并且如果是你犯了这个约的时候，你能够向神来承认你的过错。
Then if even if you gain the whole world, you won't lose your own soul.
但即使你得到了全世界，你也不会失去你的灵魂。
Right now, I'd like to ask two people to come forward.
现在请两位受洗的弟兄姐妹到前面来。
It'll be Ru Gu and Yang Fan Yang.
Fan 方若谷与杨凡。